Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 54 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 54 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
This is KSA EBU on the mobile.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Showers. 68 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 66 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Showers. 70 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 66 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is KSA EBU on the mobile.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees.
WADW, this is 88MMH. WADW, this is 88MMH.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is KFAEDQ standing by.
KKCI standing by.
This is KD8MMH on Echolink. Dave, W8DW was supposed to take the net for me tonight. I'm not even sure if I'm making it through on Echolink. So, anyways, KD8MMH.
Yeah, KD8MMH. Mike, do you want me to do... I have the preamble pulled up on my computer. Do you want me to try and do the net tonight?
If you could, that would be great. Yeah, I wasn't sure I'd be home in time tonight. I'm still in Mount Pleasant on my phone on Echolink. I talked with Dave, W8DW, last night. He said he'd take the net for me tonight, but I don't hear him on here. So, yeah, if you want to grab it, I would appreciate it. Thanks, KD8MMH.
All right, very good. This is KFAEDQ. For radio ID, attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike. My call sign is KFAEDQ, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday at 9 p.m. on the frequency of 147.240 MHz. With a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams and general fellowship. This is a directed net, and this is open to all radio operators. When checking into the net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign. Please come twice, because I'm new at this. Please give your call sign, your name, and your location, and whether or not you have traffic or announcements for the net. I will start with mobile check-ins, short-time check-ins, and in-and-outs. At this time, I would like to take those check-ins from mobile stations. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa, Charlie, Quebec. KEHPCQ. Dave and Bay City, I will be in and out, no traffic. Take care, Mike, 7-3.
All right, we have Dave, KEA-PCQ. Do we have any other mobile stations? All right, none other heard, no other short time or mobile stations. Thank you for checking into the net, Dave. At this time, I'd like to take any check-ins from any Echolink stations. Please call now.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, on Echolink, Mount Pleasant.
Very good. I got KD8MMH, Mike, on Echolink. I didn't hear any other Echolink stations. We'll do, at this time, we'll do regular check-ins. Please call now with your call sign, please twice. Also give your name, location, and whether or not you have any traffic.
This is? Tom, N-A-E-U-I, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is? November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, and AKPR, Bob, in Frankenmuth Township, no traffic.
Okay, very good. I got two check-ins there, NAEUI Tom and NAKPR Bob. Do we have any other regular check-ins for this evening, couple? Please call now.
This is KDAPAZ. Minnie, Bert, no traffic.
This is Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor, Oscar, Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Kilo 8, Kilo, Charlie 8, Alpha, Rick, Township,
few call signs here. I'll acknowledge them. This is NA, or I have NA KPR Bob. I've got KD8 PAZ, KC8 VOA, and then there was a Chuck in there, K8 KC, and then I lost the last letter of your call sign. Would you mind coming back one more time, please? All right, very good. Thank you very much for coming back again. It's K8KCI, and I hear you're coming in. You have a bit of static behind you, but I heard you're coming in from Mount Clemens, which is quite a hike, so welcome to the net. I'll do one more round of check-ins, see if there's anybody else waiting in line. Any more regular check-ins, please call now. All right, none heard. First was KE8PCQ, who was in and out. And then we'll do KD8MMH, Mike, on Echolink. If he has anything to say, stand by NAEUI.
All right, very good. Thank you, Mike, for taking the net for me tonight. I appreciate it. I only have one announcement. Just a reminder, this coming Thursday night at 6 o'clock out at Harry Brown Airport, is our annual Aries picnic, dinner, and a movie. So I'd like to see everyone come out for that. The dinner will start at 6 o'clock. It should be done by 7, and then we'll do the movie from 7, so it should be done around 9. So, like I said, Aries training this month is dinner and a movie. That's all I've got. Thanks again for picking up the net for me, Mike.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Yes, thank you, Mike, for the reminder about the meeting on Thursday. I believe it starts at 7, and they'll watch a movie, and it probably ends at 9. I think accurate information can be found on k8dac.com. And the Aries training information is also on there. With that, I'll pass it over to NAEUI Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Mike, for doing the night tonight. This is NAEUI. Hope everyone's doing well. It's been a very cooling off, really nice. Nice cool evenings, and my grass is starting to green up a little bit since we had that rain. It's not fully green, but it's better than it was prior to the rain. Let's see what else. Not too much. Been kind of a quiet week for me and my wife. Our granddaughter's back in school, so she's busy with school, so we don't see her. Seen her in a couple weeks, so hopefully we'll see her soon. She's a good little girl. She's fourth grade now, and so she's a real good little granddaughter, so we love her very much. Not too much. I'm going to toss it back real quick. I'm building some 3D prints with my 3D printer, so I've been sitting here on my laptop just doing some modifications on a couple of them, so they're hand radio related. 3D printed parts, so having a lot of fun with the 3D printer. Anyways, I'm going to toss it back and see what everybody else has to say. So until then, this is NAEUI.
Yes, thank you very much, Tom. This is KFAEDQ for radio ID. The weather has been much cooler, thank goodness. I finally slept with a thick blanket last night, and I was able to sleep like a baby. Otherwise, the last couple nights I was waking up a couple times a night, but last night I was finally able to sleep all night. Fantastic. And I also got my grass cut, so I'm all caught up on that, and it seemed like I didn't have to do it for quite some time. With that, next up we have NAKPR, Bob from Frankenmuth. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, first off, Mike, thanks for stepping up and taking the net. You're the man. Well, last weekend, I was just got home today, but left Friday, and my granddaughter's birthday. They live in Cleveland, Ohio, and my granddaughter's birthday is on the 3rd of September, but we weren't able to make it then, so we celebrated that a little bit early. She's turning 14, and good kid, really good kid, and she's just getting into coins. So, old grandpa, you know, I've collected coins since I was a little kid. I remember going to a drugstore one time and buying some candy, and I got change back, and I looked at it, and I goes, what kind of dime is this? Anyways, it ended up being a 3-cent piece from 18 whatever. I can't remember what it was now, but yeah, that's some of my coins I found over the years. But I went there, and my daughter's big into music. Well, she's got a music degree from CMU, and she plays in a band down in there in where she lives in Lakewood, which is just west of Cleveland. And anyway, she had a concert up in Sandusky at a VA home, huge VA home, man. That band's huge. The band had a concert there, and then that evening they had another concert. She was with a different group of people. She was in the choir this time at a Catholic church, some Irish folk tunes and whatnot. Some guy, let me buy a second here. Some guy had something that was, it sounded like a bagpipe, but it kind of sat on his lap. And his right hand, he would pump air into it, and the left hand, he'd squeeze a bag. And his left hand would, or both hands would play. There's ten holes on the kind of a flute-looking thing, but or whatever they call the pipes on a bagpipe, whatever they call that stuff, I can't remember. But anyways, he was playing that. That was really cool. For the longest time, I was trying to figure out what are you doing, because I couldn't quite see what he was doing. But then he got up and explained everything. But yeah, and they had a big pipe organ, huge pipes and whatnot, and so that was really cool. And so we got back today, and I looked at the grass. I goes, we got a lot of rain. Looks like we got a lot of rain. My grass is really long, even though I cut it last Friday, or no, Thursday. But with that said, I'll turn it back to control. This is NKPR.
Yes, thank you, Bob. Thank you. What an interesting finding. I've never even heard of a 3-cent piece before. And fantastic on all the family updates. All right, Minnie, KD8PAZ out in Burt. Tell us about your week or your weekend. This is KF8EDQ. What do you have going on?
Well, good evening, KF8EDQ. This is KD8PAZ. You're doing a very good job there, Mike, for the first time. And I'll say hello to all the rest of them on here tonight. Got a good group in here. As far as this week, tomorrow I'm going to go get a haircut. Wednesday I have breakfast with my family and a luncheon with the girls I graduated with. Thursday I've got an off day. Friday I go to breakfast, and then I've got to go to a wedding dinner. And then Saturday is the wedding. So I'm kind of busy this week. Other than that, got my lawn mowed today, but that's about all. This is KD8PAZ back to KF8EDQ.
That's fantastic news. I just got my hair cut today, and I'm finally looking snazzy. I was looking very like a caveman for a little while, for maybe a month or so. So I'm glad I'm looking snazzy again, and so lucky to have so many meals, share so many meals with family this week. You're very blessed. Okay, so KC8VOA, you're up next. This is KF8EDQ.
Well, Mike, thank you for jumping in and picking up the net tonight. Ham radio-wise, I do have the Ham Shack hotline, which is being sunsetted this Friday on the 29th. So that's been going now for, I don't know, about 10 years or so. And they're finally shutting that down. and I'm looking at possibly switching over to hams on IP. That'd be another little change there. And then I just saw something on television here about Whisper and some underwater robotics finding the MH370, which has been lost for about, 11 years now. Somewhere around there, they found pieces of wreckage in the water in May of 2025. They have not retrieved the black boxes yet. It's 600 meters deep. So I found that very interesting, and so forth. So other than that, there's a lot of other stuff to keep me busy right now and so forth. So I'm going to say 73. Yeah. So I'm one and done tonight. Everyone have a wonderful night. Take care. 73, CCPOA.
Yes, thank you, KC8BOA. The Ham Shack Hotline, you know, I'm relatively new to the ham world, and it's and I'm still learning about Ham VOIP and All-Star and all that stuff, so very interesting stuff. All right, we should probably take a station break really quick. Are there any other stations listening right now that would like to check in? Please call now. Call signs twice, please.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC, YBFW, DW, Saginaw.
All right. I have KC, YBF. I didn't sound like Ron, though. Do we have any other stations that want to check in?
No, it was, Mike, it's Whiskey, Delta Whiskey, WADW.
All right, go ahead, Dave.
I was just checking in. Actually, I was going to take over for Mike, but the lazy boy got me. Put me on the list and keep going, doing a good job.
Oh, thank you, Dave. I will go to K8KCI Chuck. Are you still out there, Chuck? K8KCI. I was able to pull out that you were doing some POTA actions, and you went and saw an air show. It was a little bit staticky, but I was able to pull you out a little bit. All right, with that, Dave, W8DW, do you have anything that you want to check in and say on?
Okay, real good. This is WADW, Dave in Saginaw. No, we've been working in the shack almost all day today. We tore everything apart and on our one setup and put it back together. And I got my computer setups all back together too. I had that apart. So We're actually on our Kenwood system tonight, and I got to do the same for the other side there. But yeah, I talked to Mike earlier. Mike, I know, was going to be able to. He wasn't sure he was going to be in town, so I told him I'd take the net tonight. And the Lazy Boy got me. So you're doing a good job there, Mike. And I will stand by for 73 rounds. This WDW back in net control.
Yeah, thanks again, Dave. This is KFA-EDQ for Radio ID. That brings us to the top of the list. We have, let's see, KDA-MMH, if you're still listening. I believe if you're still on EchoLink, please call now for 73 rounds.
KF8EDQ, Mike, yes, thank you. This is KD8MMH, still on EchoLink, just outside of Midland now. Thanks again for picking up the net for me. Reminder for the dinner and the movie on Thursday night, the Aries training at the airport, Harry Brown Airport. It does start at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. Is the dinner, and then 7 o'clock is the movie. So if you're going to be coming to that, hope to see everybody out there at the airport for the dinner and the movie. And to bring a dish to pass, Dave N-A-D-R-L will be supplying the hot dogs and grilling. And everyone else, bring a dish to pass. We will have pop that we still have left over from Field Day in June. And there's probably still some ice cream left in the freezer from our ice cream night at our August meeting. So, but 6 o'clock at the airport, and then the movie starts at 7. Thanks again, Dave. Thanks again, Mike, for picking up the net for me. KD8MMH, back to net control.
All right. Thank you, Mike, for clarifying. So we have 6 p.m. training with a 7 p.m. movie showing. Fantastic. NAEUI, you're on deck. You're up next. Tom, this is KFA-EDQ to NAEUI.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Again, this is NAEUI. Not much else, but looking forward to Thursday night's gathering, and so I'll bring something to pass, as I do every year. So looking forward to seeing everybody who's going to be there. And I'm going to say 73 tonight, and wish everybody a happy week, a good weekend, and a cooler weekend. And we'll talk to you. If I don't see you Thursday night, I'll talk to you all next Monday night. So in the meantime, this is NAEUI saying good night, 73. And also thanks again, Mike, for doing the web tonight. I'm sorry, the net tonight. Good night.
Yes, very good, very good. All right. Thank you, NAKPR. Or NAEUI, I'm sorry. They're right next to each other on the list. So NAEUI, Tom, thank you for that. 73, we'll talk again. NAKPR, Bob, out in Franklin, are you still out there?
Yes, I am, Mike. And, I'd like to have a dinner and a movie, but I'm like I said, I got back today from Cleveland and taking off again on Thursday to beat the Labor Day traffic up north, so I'll be gone again. And then, you know, it's like every weekend I'm gone. I'm gone someplace, which is, I totally enjoy it because by the time November gets here, it's like, I'm just kind of like stuck here for, unless I go visit my daughter in St. Louis or my daughter in Cleveland, you know, I'm just stuck here. But until March, then March we take off. We gotta do something different. Although sometimes with some friends, we go to Mexico in the end of January. Then we get back, and then we're going to Florida. So that's fun. But like I said, you know, from November and December, most of January, we're just kind of here, not doing much of anything. Might have to change that. Although I am going to, the wife and I are going to Las Vegas with some friends that, a couple of my best friends, you know, from here, one in Saginaw, another one lives in Utah, wish I could remember the name of the town. They got a really nice lake, and, or no, Idaho, not Utah, Idaho. God, I can remember, I wish I could remember the name. Anyways, a really nice lake. A lot of famous people have places on the lake. Quarter Lane, Lake Quarter Lane, that's what it is. But him and his wife and the other friend of mine from Saginaw here, we're going to meet in Las Vegas and spend a few days together, then everybody goes back their separate ways. But, hey, Mike, you did an excellent job, just like a pro. You sound like a pro out there, like you've been doing it all your life. So thanks for picking it up. And back to Net Control. 73s, everybody. Have a great week. NAKPR.
Thank you, NAKPR. Fantastic. KD8PAZ, Minnie, you're up next.
Well, good evening again there, Mike. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Dave there. Good to hear him in there. Anyway, not any more on this end. Hopefully everybody has a good week, and talk to you, some of you Sunday night, and then again Monday night. This is KD8PAZ, back to KF8EDQ.
Yes, very good, KD8PAZ. KC8VOA is out, was in and out. K8KCI, are you still out there? It's your turn.
Well, we're out here.
Gotcha, KAKCI. Again, lots of static, but I was able to pull a little bit of you out there. All right, and for our last person on the list, W8DW Dave. I can't remember if you said you were in and out. Are you still out there?
Yep, still here. KF8EDQ, W8DW. Yeah, real good. Yeah, we were up actually up north in the last week. We were planned to come through, and we had some problems that had to come home. So, but I just wondered. I know you were going to be working on your vertical. I wonder if you got anything done with that. And like I say, I've been. I just looked over to my other. I've actually got two setups here in the basement. I look over the other one and I can't see the desk. I got so much junk on it, so that's on a list for tomorrow. So we're trying to get back in shape here, Mike, and that's the big thing. So 73s, you did a great job. Thanks for doing that tonight, and we'll catch you down the log. KF8EDQ, W8DW.
Yes, thank you very much, Dave. On the vertical, I don't know if I reported whether or not I put in the pole and the lightning rod, and then I meant to do a lot more cabling this weekend, but I didn't end up getting to it. I ended up spending all Saturday morning and all Sunday morning at the shelter walking dogs, and then I came home and I had to take care of my yard. I had weeds growing everywhere. The grass was super long. It took me maybe 3.5 hours of just straight work to get it all done. So I did about 2 hours of it yesterday, or on Saturday, and then I finished it up yesterday. So it's looking beautiful now, but boy, was it looking like a jungle before. So I started experimenting with the coaxial cables, and putting the different terminators on them and soldering them. And that's about as far as I've gotten. So the steps that are left is drilling a hole, running the cables, and then clearing a spot for the radio and hooking everything up. So I want to be completely ready by the time we start putting up the vertical. with, I guess, let's do a station. That's our list twice, but I'll do a station break to see if anybody wants to call in really quick. Does anybody want to check into our net before we close it? All right, nothing heard at this time. No, we already, are there any other closing comments or announcements for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net? All right, nothing heard tonight, including myself. We had 3, 6, 9 check-ins, a total of 9 check-ins, including myself. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike. My call sign is KF8EDQ. This net is now closed and returning to frequency back to normal amateur radio use.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.